Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I think Chuck Swindoll said, you know, they'll cheer you to the top, but when you get there, they'll shoot you down, you know. But you say that the definition of power really is the ability to make something of the world. So make the distinction between the world's definition of power and what you're saying here.
Well, I think that we've inherited a couple things. We've inherited from our world a couple misconceptions. One is that if I have more power, someone else must have less. That is, it's what we sometimes call a zero-sum game. If I win, you lose. If you win, I lose. Now, that can be true of certain kinds of power, but the deepest kinds of power, the ability to actually create something new in the world or in a situation, is not zero-sum. There are actually ways to use my power that everybody benefits, everybody flourishes, no one loses. And when we look at power that way, it's a much more hopeful thing than if we think, well, as soon as I'm, you know, winning this little game, then others are losing. And this relates to the other thing that I think we think power always comes with, which is status or privilege. And that's the quest to be kind of ranked highly in a community, in a church, in a business. And I think the pursuit of status is very dangerous, because the truth is, when you're at the top of an organization or the top of that ladder, you actually may be more constrained in your ability to really do good than people who don't bear the burdens of that position. So I don't think high status is ever to be sought. It's not necessarily something to be just thrown away. If you get in that high position, you'll find all kinds of limitations on yourself that you didn't know were there.
Great insight. You also wrote that in order to understand the good news about power, we first need to understand the old news about the distortion of power. I'd love for you to unpack that statement.
Something has gone wrong in this story, and I think it's the very heart of the story, really, is that our forebears, the first man and the first woman in Genesis 3, they seek power independently of God. And one way to put it that I'm finding very helpful is that all true power comes with both authority and vulnerability. Both authority and vulnerability go together in Jesus, and I think in any healthy exercise of power. And the first man and woman in that garden, they are both they've been given dominion over the world, and so they have tremendous authority, but they're also naked, which is very vulnerable. And they're naked, not ashamed of it, but they're still vulnerable to one another and to the world. Well, the serpent kind of teases them and tempts them with this idea that they could have all authority and no vulnerability. In other words, you will be like God, and you shall not surely die. In other words, you're not vulnerable and dependent on God the way you think you are. And that human quest to have authority apart from God and authority apart from vulnerability is really at the root of the two things the Bible says has really deeply gone wrong in the world, which is idolatry, the worship of things that promise us authority without vulnerability, and injustice, actually taking positions in people's lives where we get all the benefits, all the authority, and they are reduced to only vulnerability.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.